In Lamentations, it says, "The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul that seeks him." That verse and the verse that surrounds it is a soul nugget of consolation in the midst of five very intense chapters of grief, of lamentation. It's very properly called, very appropriately called Lamentation. It's a relentlessly painful book. And the portion that we just read aloud is like a ray of sunshine in a dark, cloudy, gloomy day. It is said of the Psalms, and I believe this, that if you start at the beginning of the Psalter and start reading, eventually you will find some verses that describe exactly where you are right now, what you're feeling. In the Psalms is contained all possible human responses to a relationship with God: grief, anger, joy, praise, thanksgiving. The whole gamut of human experience is captured within the Psalms. Even more is that true of the whole of Scriptures, which, even more than the Psalms, very often will talk about massive historical, socio-economic reality. In it is echoed full range of human experience. The book of Lamentations takes its own particular place, and I would ask you to go to your pew Bibles because I want you to see where this thing is located. So Lamentations is on page 666 of the Bible. And it's a very public moaning of a world gone awry. Lamentations is very interestingly placed. It's almost tacked on to the end of Jeremiah. The tradition is that it's the Lamentations of Jeremiah. It's very clearly the tone that Jeremiah sets, but it's really nothing like his writing. It's a piece of poetry. It's crafted very particularly, structured very powerfully. But what it seems to be lamenting most of all is that the people of Israel have gone into exile in Babylon. They have lost their homeland. They have lost their king, and they are wailing this reality. Jeremiah is a prophet who was prophesying as the exile was about to happen and in the first years of the exile. So this is a continuation of that kind of expression and grief. We today had two readings from Lamentations. We began with the first chapters, the very first verses. "How lonely sits the city that once was full of people. How like a widow she has become. She that was great among the nations, she that was a princess among the provinces, has become a vassal." And then it goes from there. I hope you are attending to the words because they're very beautiful and they're very powerful and they're very moving. In the midst of this, one thing I would say is you may think to yourself, well, I'm feeling pretty good right now. Why would I want to read such sad things? But I believe that it's precisely when we are in times of consolation that it's useful to read very deeply these words of desolation for two reasons. One is that you may be feeling good. You may be feeling good about your country, but there are places in this world that are not feeling good about their country. And so to read them is to enter into a deep, compassionate sympathy with places that are in desolation. But also, if we're in consolation now, we've all lived long enough to know that that doesn't last forever, that desolation will come again. And when desolation comes again, if we have these words in our heart, we can understand at least a little bit how God is in the midst of that time of desolation. So we get from just this one verse a small taste of what these words are like. Now, what we got for what we usually have for the psalm is, as I said, the ray of sunlight in the midst of this cloudy, dark picture, where it says this in 324. So now I'm on page 669. The Lord is my portion. So this is chapter 3, verse 24. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him. And then this is the words that I want us to take away from the sermon this morning. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul that seeks him. It is good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. I find those words deeply reassuring, and I believe them to be true. Our task is to nurture our souls to be in such a state that they are always waiting for the Lord in times of consolation and in times of desolation, to trust that God is good, that God loves us, and that even in the midst of these trials, all will come out right, because the Lord hates nothing that the Lord has made, and that includes you, that includes me. I invite you to read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest these words. They are an important part, I believe, of our way of being human. It's a phrase I've stumbled into in the last couple of weeks that says to me why I am so proud and feel such strength in being a Christian here in Marin County with each of you. I believe with my whole being in this way of being a human being, this Anglican Christian way, this way of generous orthodoxy. And it is in words like these in Lamentations that we can understand the fullness, the richness, the depth, the strength of what it means to be human in this way. And I hope we can begin to see, as we turn towards celebrating our 150th and step into our voice, our authority as citizens of Marin in a proud, new, outward-looking way, that we have something that needs to be shared, and that we can be strong and confident in that. These words, even of lamentation, give us words that ought to be heard now. Our people have been here, whatever the negative situation is, and sometimes in this most sour and dour of presidential races that I've ever experienced, it's a consolation to remember that our people, our ancestors, have experienced much worse. God did not abandon them, and God will not abandon us. It is good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. Amen.